This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check out prices fair and the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5:29.5, down 1.25 on the open. March, 5:43 unchanged. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 5:10, up 1.5 on the open. March, 5:25 unchanged. July, 4:65.5, down 1 on the open. December corn opened at 3:30.5, down 2 on the open. March, 3:42.5, down 2. May, 3:48.5, down 3.5. July, 3:55.5, down 2. September, 3:40, down 5. December, 3:36, down 2.25. March 2008, 3:39, down 3.5 on the open. December oats open at 2:40.5, unchanged on the open. March, 2:48.5, down 0.25. November beans open at 6:40, up 4.5 on the open. January, 6:54.5, up 5.5. March, 6:64, up 6. May, 6:68, up 4.25. July, 6:73, up 3. Red line November, 6:81, up 1 on the open. December soybean meal open at 189.20, up 150 on the open. January, 189.80, up $2. December soybean oil open at 27.70, up 20 on the open. January, 28, up 19. At the Merck, November feeders open at 103.75, up 17.5 on the open. January, 101.50, up 15. March, 120, unchanged on the open. October live cattle open at 90.70, up 87.5 on the open. December, 89.75, up 47.5. February, 92, up 32.5. April, 91, up 15 on the open. December lean hogs open at 64.80, up 20 on the open. February, 67.42.5 unchanged. April, 67.55, down 10. May, 70.10, down 52.5 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 93, up 97.5 on the open.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Soybean market continues to be extremely interesting. On Friday, we saw a pretty sharp drop in the basis along the Illinois River. But on the other hand, we have the shorts rolling, less likely to roll their positions forward in this market. And that might suggest we might see heavy deliveries, but the basis not firming. Are we going to see these deliveries or not?
Well, there's going to be some deliveries. To what degree we'll see that there in the morning. But, yeah, basis has cooled down a little bit due to a producer. Selling's picking up. Cash beans over $6 is sort of a windfall. And guys are sort of rewarding the market here as we go higher. I don't know if deliveries are going to matter a whole lot until we get this fund buying taken care of. The overall market's going to be dynamic as we move into this winter as the trade continues to look at less bean acres as we go into 2007, and I think that's going to be the underlying supporting feature longer term. Short term, we'll watch the southern hemisphere. Brazil's estimated to be anywhere from 23 to 25% planted. There's ideas we'll have 10% less acres in Brazil, and two, we'll watch the weather. Southern Brazil's a little bit dry, but there's some moisture in the forecast this week. So there's a lot of factors to take place here. I don't know if there's any one particular thing you can watch as a whole, other than keep an eye on that basis, because once the basis starts weakening or softens up, then it suggests that the underlying demand for bean has slowed, or else producers have picked up the selling pace.
We're seeing that, you know, in the trade as well as on our phone that out of South America, that 10% number may be have to be revised, and that actually at these prices, we're buying a lot of acres down in South America.
Well, people are quick to change minds. You know, when you start talking $6 beans, yeah, there's a little bit more encouragement to go with, you know, your acreage mixed. $5 doesn't sound attractive, but there could be a possibly revision in that. You know, producers are a lot sharper as far as staying on top of where they are financially. You know, with the technology we have and sources we've had, so they could be quick to maybe add a few more acres versus what they were looking at a couple weeks ago. But two, with the high-priced corn, you know, you're going to even see the southern hemisphere even lean a little heavier corn too.
And the other point I want to make about the beans is essentially, aren't we talking about Mato Grosso do Sul? I mean, most of the other provinces down there pretty much were locked in where they were going to be.
Well, I don't know about locked in, but, you know, they've set a plan. They're probably going to stick with that plan. I mean, you know, if beans rally to $7 here in the next week, yeah, naturally you're probably going to see, you know, scramble for bean seed and put a lot more beans in the ground. So, you know, things are subject to change. But the underlying supportive feature is long-term as we go into 2007. Even keep acreage the same as last year, and looking at this demand as this bio continues to come online, this bean demand is going to just continue to grow as we go in down the road. Ample world supplies, ample domestic stocks. We've probably seen that top out here in 2006. So we're going to be working with tighter numbers as time goes on, as long as this energy sector holds together. If the crude oil is back down to $30 a barrel, then the whole complex is in trouble, including corn.
Features in corn from last week included some bull spreading, and now I guess it's the first week of the month. After tomorrow it will be, and we have to see if the funds will come back in again.
Correct. We'll see if they want to continue to support their position here. Corn's had a heck of a run. We're probably due to consolidate here for a while, but, you know, the old adage, if the market's any good, it shouldn't pull back more in a day or two in here and keep some solid buying in underneath it. The key is sort of this 335 level base December futures. They say there's some buy stops building above that, so if we can get above 35, we'll probably shoot the front end on up to this 350 area. So corn still remains the dynamic marker here near term as we go into this early winter time frame.
Is wheat still attaching itself to corn, or corn to wheat, I suppose?
Well, somewhat. I mean, wheat's pretty well taking the back seat here. The wheat, you got to watch day-to-day demand, you know, Egypt and so forth. Australia is some old news as far as wheat goes. So it's going to be a follower somewhat. Everybody in the world knows that we've bought wheat acres. We're going to have a ton of wheat acres next year. The feature will be the spreads, the old crop, new crop spread. It's going to be awful hard to get this July new crop above this 380, 390 low unless we start to develop some problems here for our wheat crop. This afternoon's weekly conditions report is expected to show some improvement in the wheat crop as we're seeing some moisture materialize across this freshly seeded wheat crop.
Thanks very much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing. He is in Normal, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
At the Board of Trade, December wheat now at 507, down 1.5. December corn, 331, down 1.5. November beans, 639.5, up 4. Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, he says look for mostly sunny conditions, windy and mild, highs from 68 to 75. Wind speeds today 15 to 30 miles per hour, higher gusts possible. The minimum afternoon relative humidity between 35 and 45%. You're listening to WILA Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.